Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Steve Vernon is my guest today, the artistic director of Big Dog Productions. He's also directing the current show that opens next Thursday night. And this is such a wonderful show for Wilmington. It's called The Hermit of Fort Fisher. It actually had its debut in Burlington, North Carolina. It's by David Wright, but of course it should be done here because Robert Harrow lived right in our area.
Exactly.
So, Steve, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Talk about The Hermit of Fort Fisher, the play, how the playwright came to create it.
It's actually a pretty neat story. David Wright, who's the executive director of the Paramount Theater in Burlington, apparently his wife bought a book about the Fort Fisher Hermit, and after reading it, put it in his lap and said, you need to write this play. So he read the book, and then he made some visits. And the more that he investigated it, the more that he realized that this was something he wanted to try to put on page.
It is a very unique story.
It really is.
Yeah. Tell our listeners that don't know who the Fort Fisher Hermit was. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, his real name was Robert E. Harrell. And Robert Harrell had difficulties fitting in normal life, I think is the best way to put it. He was not very successful as a family man or a businessman. And he had ideas that were a little unusual for the time, and he just wanted to you know, it's hard to explain because the title Hermit really doesn't apply to Robert Harrell. In fact, he was surprised when people started calling him a hermit.
Yeah.
But anyway, he hitchhiked from Shelby, North Carolina to Carolina Beach and set up shop in an old abandoned World War II bunker and lived there for almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm. So in essence, he was, you wouldn't call him homeless because he created a home for himself, but he certainly wasn't living a conventional life.
He was not living a conventional life by any means. And, you know, that's a great thing that you bring up, that so many people would have called him a homeless man. That's two perceptions of him, being homeless and being a hermit, that aggravated him to a point, or at least confused him. He would have been the last person in the world to consider himself homeless, just because of the structure he lived in.
Yeah.
As far as he was concerned, he was home. That was,
yes,
that was where he was meant to be.
He made a life for himself that worked for him, that
right,
was satisfying for him.
And, you know, it makes me wonder how many people that we consider homeless these days are actually of the same mindset. It's not that they didn't have a structure that they could have lived in that was a conventional house. They chose not to. It was a choice, not a circumstance.
There are some people like that. Yeah, some folks are homeless because of circumstances, and some have made a choice. And
right,
even when they're offered alternatives, say, no, I would prefer to live in the woods.
Exactly.
You know, and the whole idea of him being a hermit, which was not really true, he was really quite sociable.
He was very sociable. He loved talking to people, and he loved having guests. You know, the great thing about working on this show is the number of people that have just come out of the woodwork that tell me either they met Robert Harrell or their parents did, or that they used to visit him on a fairly regular basis. He had so many visitors that he was unofficially deemed the second most popular tourist attraction in the state, right behind the North Carolina battleship.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So he had thousands and thousands of visitors per year, and people would write him from all over the world. And when possible, he would respond. And that's a great thing, too, is his, I hate to say notoriety because of the negative connotation, but the awareness of him got to the point where people would just write letters to him and address it to the hermit at Fort Fisher, and he would get his mail.
Hmm.
You know, that somebody would truck down there and drop off his letters for him.
Did he have any kind of income at all, Steve, that you know of? I mean, he didn't have a post office box. People just delivered stuff to him.
He was willing to, like, he never asked for money, but if people wanted to leave it, who was he to stop them?
Yeah.
So
he could buy some groceries. And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that may have been part of the problem. You know, there's so much mystery surrounding how he died. And speculation could be that, you know, somebody robbed him because of the rumors that he had mason jars full of money buried everywhere or whatever.
Which I'm sure wasn't true.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He managed to live off the land as much as possible, but, you know, occasionally you got to go in town and get an RC.
Mm-hmm. There you go. He was fishing and clamming and all that good stuff. So his death, it was never really established how he died.
Robert Harrell, his death was deemed a heart attack. There was no autopsy done. Pictures were taken that showed signs of physical trauma, and the powers that be did not want to spend the money on an autopsy. And it's pretty much accepted in most circles that he was murdered. Oh. Or at the very least, somebody was causing him physical harm and then he succumbed of a heart attack. Maybe they didn't intend to kill him. Right. There's just no way of knowing. There's so many different conspiracies or theories out there. Sure. But it was pretty obvious that somebody had caused him great physical harm.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Steve Vernon. He's the artistic director of Big Dog Productions, and he is directing the current production that opens on Thursday night next week, September 4th. It's called The Hermit of Fort Fisher by David Wright. Let's talk now about your production of the play. Mm-hmm. I think your casting is very interesting. Eben French Mastin as Robert Harrell, and about some of the other characters that come through the show.
The part of Robert E. Harrell is being played by Eben French Mastin, who's done many plays in this area over the years.
He's great. I have to say that he is always so elegant and color coordinated and perfectly coiffed.
Exactly.
And here he is playing this bedraggled guy with this big old straw hat.
Exactly. It is a testament to Eben's commitment to the art of theater that he's allowing himself to appear bedraggled in public.
Yes.
But he's doing a great job with it. And I've worked with Eben. He and I tried to count the number of times that we've worked together, and we just couldn't.
He's a delight.
This will be the first time in about 10 years that I've directed him. But I've directed him several times. And he's just doing a fantastic job. And I actually reached out to him this summer while he was in Kentucky doing summer stock. And sent him a copy of the script, and he was still immersed in that experience when he was reading the script, and it didn't take him long to sign up.
It's a great part for him.
It really is. And the structure of the show is not linear. It goes back and forth. We see several decades of experiences for Robert E. Harrell, and including his time out at Fort Fisher, but also glimpses of his married life from visions of the past. Rhoda Gary plays his wife, Katie, and she actually has a brief moment where she recites some poetry that was actually written by Katie Harrell. There's a character, Dr. Taylor. This is what interests me. Robert Harrell was a huge fan of a Unitarian minister named Dr. Taylor, who in the 50s started doing mail order, basically self-help guru stuff.
Wow.
For $5 a month. You could take this course, and Harrell stuck with it for years and years and years and years and years and years, like a faithful follower. Part of that contributed to his marriage falling apart. He wanted to open a school based on Dr. Taylor's teachings out at the Fort Fisher space. So there's quite a few scenes with Langley McCarroll, Mike Langley, if you're old school, who plays Dr. Taylor, and we see the influence that he had on Robert Harrell. And it's really interesting the way they interact.
So a lot of the ideas that he shared with visitors
came from
Dr. Taylor. People always said the Fort Fisher Hermit. What was the tag? He makes you think?
Well, they called him the psychiatrist in a pillbox.
Oh, my gosh.
The old Wilmington Star News headline about
him. Wow.
And then there's his son, Edward, being played by Richard Davis, who also serves as a narrator of the piece. But we get to see him as the narrator and then also interacting present day with Harrell. And the way his son found him, he was at a diner, and this trucker was next to him, and they struck up a conversation, and he introduced himself, Edward Harrell, and the trucker told him, I just read about this guy named Harrell in North Carolina, and pulled out a copy of the Wilmington paper.
Wow.
In Ohio, and Edward recognized that as his
father. That's my father.
And he had not seen him since he was a child.
My goodness.
And he traveled from Ohio to Fort Fisher within a couple of days and introduced himself to his father. And, that's a very touching reunion scene. It's an amazing
story. I love Richard Davis as an actor.
It's really nice to have Richard on board, definitely.
Yeah, he can really go to those depths, the emotional depths. Wonderful. Anybody else in the show? Just lots of other characters that come through and chat with him?
Yeah, we've got one of the people that spent a lot of time with the Hermit was a gentleman named Fred Pickler, who was on the police force in Carolina Beach. In the show, his name is Peeler. That character was kind of a staunch defender of Harrell and would spend time with him. You know, they were good friends. That's being played by Charles Calhoun, who's a local attorney here in town. And it's actually his first time on stage, and he's doing a fantastic job with that.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people have asked me or assume that this is a one-man show. I think we've got 12 actors, and I've double cast some roles. The script calls for up to 17 or 18 actors. Wow.
Well, as you said, he was not really a hermit.
No.
Robert E. Harrell.
He was a very social animal.
And so we need to have some folks come and hang out with him
and
talk with him to flesh out the story. The play is called The Hermit of Fort Fisher by David Wright. It opens Thursday night, September 4th. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 3 for 3 weekends.
3 weekends.
At the Cape Fear Playhouse on Castle Street. You can get tickets by going to this website, Big Dog, it's D-A-W-G, Big Dog, Big Dog Productions.org, or you can call 910-367-5237. Again, 367-5237. Steve Vernon, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for doing this show. It just sounds wonderful.
Well, what I'm really hoping, our long-range plan after producing it this year is to create a long-running outdoor drama that's set in this area. So that's a long-range plan. So come see it now in its infancy.
Perfect. Thanks. This is WHQR.